This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, November 21st. God's word to you today is Oil of Love. Our scripture reading is taken from Jeremiah 1, verse 5, and it says, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart and appointed you as my prophet to the nations. A lot of us have had people say horrible things to us. We have had people crush and demean us with their words. The problem is not so much with the words that have been said to us. The problem is we are beginning to believe the words that were said to us. We are beginning to define ourselves by those words. We react and we respond based on the lie. It does not matter who the person is. It could be your sibling or your parent. It could be whoever. But if it does not align with God's word, do not accept it. I read about graffiti. In cities like Rio de Janeiro and many other cities, the graffiti is like a gang thing. It moved from just beautifying the city to each gang having their own kind of graffiti. The graffiti became a symbol of which gang is in control of that part of the city. So they have developed this oil that they spray on the walls. When the gang sprays the paint at night, in the morning, the city officials just pour water on it and wash it off. Previously, it was a huge problem to get the graffiti off the walls. They would have to scrape the walls because the spray paint is permanent. But with the oil in the paint comes off easily. For us, that oil is God's love. People want to spray us with many things, but guess what? When we show up in His presence and read His word, it just washes off. The hurtful things cannot stick on. They said you would not amount to anything. It cannot stick on you. It washes off. Then when the same people that said hurtful things to you show up and try to remind you with their apologies, you honestly cannot remember because the love of your Father, my Father, has washed it off. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17 from the Living Bible says, when someone becomes a Christian, he becomes a brand new person inside. He is not the same anymore. A new life has begun. That is what God says concerning us. Allow God's love to define you and do not allow defeat to define you. Honestly, some things are out of your control. Sometimes life happens, but defeat should not define you. You need to ask yourself two questions. Who am I listening to? Am I listening to what God has said about me and what God is saying about me? Or am I listening to what this person has said or is saying about me? How do you know who you are listening to? When you lie down on your bed at night, what plays back in your mind shows who you're listening to. Let us pray. Father, enamel me in your love. Overshadow me with your words. Redefine me in your presence. In Jesus' name.
Amen. We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.